Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
And the seven of you have entered this chamber and are standing looking at this glass case with this book inside. And Grancis pipes up and says, well, there it is.
Show him your ID. Tell him to give your book back.
Is your name in the front cover? Can you just say, actually, that's mine. I donated it to the museum, but I'd like to take it back just for a short while.
Okay. What do you need, Mortimer?
Well, we do have a finder's keeper's rule here at the museum.
You get the key, and if you don't, the fiery hells of Orcus will be upon your doorstep before you know it, and the waves of undead that'll lash out upon you are going to end your life.
Oh, calm down, man. He offered a gift.
Oh, I mean, yeah, here's
I'm
the
key. So Varanasi no already.
Wow. He went from 0 to 20.
Do you know an artificer?
Yes. What is his name, Irish guard?
Squeaky McLemerson. Just so happens I need a little job done in order to finish some of my trinkets and knickknacks.
Can you be more specific?
Yep, I can be. Next time. On Dungeons & Dragons. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him, also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her, tonight playing Lipsinky Pip Diggins, also she, her.
And Amy Moore.
Yep, that's me. I will be playing... I just spit all over myself. I've done this before.
It's been a while.
It has been a little while. I will be playing Thea Amastasia, she, her, and Guile Nighthunter, Ogala Kanhu, she, them.
And Kyle Classett.
Hey, everyone. He, him. I'm going to be playing Varanox Zatrutrith. And thanks for still letting me play with y'all. I'm going to say it every time.
No, it's yeah. You're just part
family,
of the gang
bro.
Now.
Kyle's
just,
been kidnapped, and yeah,
okay.
We're forcing him to
we
say
made
that,
him
but
end
he's
his
so good,
show.
It sounded yeah. sincere.
It's true.
We
it's
made
true.
Him end his own show. We were like, it's us or them, but there's only one right answer.
It was a
here.
Dark room, there was a single light, and a car battery, and I don't, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember what else happened after that. Something about poodles.
Woke up, and then there was no more podcasts. I don't know.
I feel like that was our other podcast. That was your character on our other podcast.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Tom is not here,
Tom
and that's
isn't
okay,
because
we're not going to say it just because this is released in the future, but he's got reasons, and we'll talk about those over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where we have hangouts and tell you all of our personal
oh, that's
stuff.
True.
Okay,
that's,
I was like, where we discuss
accurate.
Tom without him there.
Exactly, Tom.
we don't, but we do discuss ourselves when we hang out.
But we do discuss that one picture that Tom took when he shaved his beard off.
Oh, yeah.
Because that still lives
oh,
on
yeah.
Patreon.
Yeah, that haunts that haunts some
wild.
People.
Babyface Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Like an
is he nine?
It was
like,
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beard really does make the man.
I'm
it?
Sad that you just brought it up again. Like,
well,
that was
Tom's
information
not here,
that
so
I previously
about it.
Forgot
it's one
about.
Of those things where you blink and you can see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's just staring
yeah.
down
it's
the
behind
barrel
behind my
of the
eyelids
lens.
Now.
Ah. Yeah. So when you are a patron, you get that, but also
brace yourselves.
An episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, Alex Klein.
Alex!
Thank you so much.
Too cool.
Yes.
You're amazing.
We appreciate you. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast for all the pictures of Tom without a beard. It's only one, but you get it.
One's enough.
And now, fuck it, let's play. You are on the road. through the dead man's marsh to the township of News. N-O-O-S. Township of News. It's a beautiful, lovely sunny day. You hear the crickets chirping off in the brush, the birds sipping overhead. There's a little bounding otters off by a creek side.
Wow.
It's just a sweet smell of just freshness and being alive is what the day smells like. And the three of you, how many of you are there? Four of you. Francis is there. Flint's back
five
in.
Five of us.
Yep.
Night Hunter and
Night Hunter, Thea, Francis, Varanox, Lipsinky, Donnie. Okay. The group of you, minus Flint, who is back in Greenus, just admiring the statue of himself, are on this road to News. With a list in your hand of things to collect for Squeaky McLemerson, the artificer who's going to reattune your ring not to the Abyss, but to the Avernus in the Nine Hells, so that you can find your way to the River Styx. The list of things he needs. Springs. Sprinkles, cogs and bolts, raw ore, jelly ooze, scales of a fish person, freely given.
Very important parenthetical.
Blood of an enemy, forcefully taken. He's creating Lord Voldemort. Oh, God.
Okay, yeah. So that's not bad.
As you are walking, reviewing this list, the road kind of comes to forest, narrows a little bit, bottlenecks a little bit, and you hear off in the trees just like a light rustle of leaves that is not normal as far as like the wind direction goes, and like sniffles, like...
Somebody is doing inhalants in that bush.
I was going to say, someone is doing coke in that bush. Excuse me, drug addict?
Hey, what?
Six goblins all hop out in front of you, all with spears and large sacks that are empty over their backs. And they have like runny eyes and their nose is like snot covered like a child, like a three-year-old who doesn't realize that they need to blow their nose.
Oh.
But it's like running down like a handlebar mustache.
Oh,
nose a little red around the edges from the wiping or blowing. And they say, hand over all your medical supplies.
Well, medical now, supplies? We do not have those.
Do it, and they kind of hop towards you with their spears.
Do you?
Night Hunter wants to grab a spear and whack.
I'm going to say you can freely do that.
She grabs, and not like, I'm going to knock you out, but very much a power move of like, yoink, boink.
Actually, hold on. Let's go.
No, she wants to yoink, boink.
No, let's go competing strength saving.
Fuck off, you know I can't
strength
roll.
Contest.
This is not right.
I'll roll with disadvantage.
I'll roll with disadvantage. Well, yeah, that's right, because he's sick.
Yes, he's sick.
Maybe 4 weeks without playing has been a reset, and you're really good at rolling now.
Oh, maybe.
So first one was a 19 plus 1, and a second one is a 6 plus 1.
There we go.
Or 5 plus 1, so a 6. So you got to beat a 6.
Okay. Well, that's a 5 plus. Is it this? It's not a saving throw. Okay.
Just a strength.
All right, then 12.
I was going to say, I hope there's no plus, but it's Night Hunter. I forgot.
Yeah.
She yoinks
and
boinks.
They're very strong.
Ow! Oh, God!
Why are you threatening people? Go to pharmacy or chemists. I don't know what we call them here.
They don't let us in the pharmacy anymore. For reasons.
He puts his fingers to his nose and then says, for reasons. For those playing the home game.
I'm uncomfortable.
Give us what you stole.
Give us what we stole. Well, no, we used that from the pharmacy? We did that. We already used all that. We have empty sacks. We need to fill it with the medical supplies. Hand them over.
Well, I'm not going to give you any medical supplies, but I could give you each a hanky because it is hard just to look at your faces right now.
Thea has gone into like the side of the road in the bush and is like picking different like wild plants.
Okay, what's
She's
your goal?
She's rooting the shit out of this here.
What's your goal?
Herbology.
Okay, roll in
herbalism.
Nature. Roll in nature. You're trying to do some sort of medicinal...
Herbistness.
So you can roll medicine or nature.
Oh, our dog smells so bad.
That's okay.
That's
maybe you can go in the yard and gather some wild shrubs to medicate him.
Well, nature is only a +2, but medicine is a +10. So we're going to go medicine.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Okay, 21.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. What do you find and how does it help?
Thea finds plantain for a reduction of swelling. She also finds some milkweed for congestion and some echinacea for sore throat.
Okay. You whip that up and it's like a paste,
assume. Yeah, it's a paste.
What are you doing with that?
Okay, you're going to chew this. You're going to gum it up real good. You're going to chew it around. It's going to taste real florally. Okay, you're going to keep it in your mouth for a little bit, real chew it around, and then you're going to swallow it.
This is great.
No one wants to listen Welcome to this, do they?
Mm-hmm, okay.
And drink lots of water.
Okay, but it didn't stop.
Well, no, it takes time. But look, this plant, and she like shows the three plants. These plants,
oh, yeah?
Smash them up with some of your spit. Yeah, you totally ate my spit. And then every couple hours.
Okay, every couple hours. Everybody get that? Yep. Okay.
He takes the plants from you. So about those medical supplies then.
No, still don't have any of those. Look, nature is medicine.
Like these were just in the trees.
Yeah.
I could have got these before.
Yeah.
Isn't nature a miracle? Haven't you learned something today?
Yeah, you learned that drugs are all around you.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's true.
That's right. You just got to have the willpower to get out there and find them.
All right, Steve-O, let's go. They start loading up their bags, rather large bags for the size of them, with all the three plants. And you notice as you're doing it, like they mix in some poison ivy and stuff as they're going because they're not really paying attention. They just kind of went and followed and there was some other stuff around.
That one's good for cleaning your rear. Be sure to use that one there.
There's one here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like this? Okay. Okay, good.
Get deep in there.
Ah, tingles.
Oh, you guys, they seal a lot of stuff. Maybe they'll know where some of the stuff we need is.
That's true. Wait, your boogers. Would we consider that jelly ooze? It's gelatinous in a way. It's oozy for sure.
It's definitely oozy.
I think jelly ooze, isn't that not a particular thing? Ooze from like a jelly? I don't actually know what
it is. Oh, I thought
it
meant like jelly, like a jam.
You want some? He's like dangling off of his finger.
Oh no!
Might as well. I'd pull out a little vial. So just wipe it in there.
Not okay. This is not okay.
That is okay.
Okay, there you go.
If anything, we can use this to track you down if you wind up making any other kind of trouble for people. So, thank you for giving me some of yourself. Congratulations, you've been duped properly.
Well, that sounds very dangerous. Okay, well, you've given us leaves and possibly a bounty on our heads. We've given you slime from our faces. All right, well, this has been nice. We're going to wait for the next crew to come through. We're just going to go back up into the trees here. See you nice. Have a great day.
Fair enough.
Today's episode is supported by Crit Like a Girl. Wait. Today's episode is supported by Crit! Like a girl.
Yeah, get that punctuation correct. It's crit,
right?
Exclamation mark, like a girl, period. It's fun. It's a good show.
It's a cinematic actual play podcast with an all-female and non-binary cast. And we love it. I approached them and said, hey, we should do a swap because I love your show so much. And they were like, yeah, let's do it. So we're telling you about it now. Basically, if you like what we do, you're going to like what they do because they do it...
Like we do?
Like a girl?
They do it like a
just
girl?
Just going off of their name.
Sort of. I mean, yeah, D&D podcast, fun cast.
New shows every other Monday.
Fun things happen. Their characters have good little personality quirks, so you know I love that.
I like that they're not making any claims. Like crit, like a girl, crit... 20? Like, are we talking like, wow. or Or like my heart desires like a crit, like what? Like is it one? Or is it a critical
the
failure?
Amy, as the we Amy's. Call it.
And so I that speaks to me. Like, you don't know.
Here's something crazy. Is that girls can have the whole range of experiences in the world from a crit one to a crit 20.
Fuck yeah. Some of us don't have as many crit 20s, but right. I wish this upon them.
But in theory.
Yeah.
It's told in a very cinematic way that really makes you feel like you're going to get involved in the story. And it's happening between friends, exactly like we do, in that we are friends and
yes.
we play a good game.
You know what we don't have that they do have, though?
What's that?
A good rhyme. Guys, our rhyme game is weak because theirs
is
a little
sauce.
Sugar,
yep.
spice, and everything dice. Oh, it's
That's
good.
That's just adorable.
It's adorable and good, and it. We need a rhyme.
Okay. Well,
put
we'll
a pin
work
in
on
that.
Maybe.
All right, we've got a to-do list now.
Maybe they'll come up with a rhyme in the promo that they do for us, and then we can take it.
Oh, that would be great.
Them.
We quite often farm out all
almost,
our
almost sure that we just try and get other people to do. But it's a really fun show, and yeah, I mean, if you like a D&D podcast, I mean, which you might.
You can listen to Crit Like a Girl anywhere you stream your podcasts.
For more information, check out their website as well, critlikeagirl.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
We carry on down this winding road, and it opens into a large valley. And you see a town off in the distance, which you can presume to be the township of News. And as you get closer and crest up over one final hill, you hear off in the distance like this loud, like sneezing, coughing coming from the town. And it's getting louder and louder the closer you get. And you see people walking through, like covering their mouths and just everybody. Same kind of situation as the goblins that you saw before. Just in a bad state as far as what they look like, and it all very cold-like symptoms.
I do not want to go into this town.
Oh. I'll be fine.
Gross? I think is the word I'm looking for. All the, like, look at, someone coughing and can see all the wet coming out of their mouth and, ugh.
Well, I mean, I have no issues with any kind of diseases, so,
Sorry, you do not catch cold?
I mean, I don't catch disease. I don't know if this is a cold or a disease or what may where it falls under, but, if anything, the next day I can just, ask for the blessing of Orcus, I guess, still.
Like this, with this hand gesture, cupping, this is Orcus' blessing?
Yes, you just... grab at it wherever you can. And,
you just gotta
oh,
cup.
Gosh, how long have you been here for?
I forgot I was here. I was napping, kind of just, like one of those walking napping states, as old men sometimes have. You just gotta You got a cup? That's what they taught you.
Oh, no, we don't want to see you do that. No, no.
It's too late. I already did. Yeah, just like that, right? Varnox, that's how you taught me in the torture chambers.
Grancis knows. See, that's what it is.
I got an in.
Everybody knows that this is sort of, you reach out and cup.
Reach out and cup.
Gently and draw. And draw.
Cup and draw.
Pull away. Cup and draw. Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, out of world. Does Grancis know this Varnox or died Varnox or?
We've already.
I can't remember.
Yeah, he knows all of them.
Okay.
He was down in the abyss, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I know. I just.
Yeah, he knows all of them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, if anything, some restoration could be divined upon me. So, if I do catch anything,
Whew. Yeah. Duped.
And plus, you have those sweet herbs that you just, Thea let us know about.
Yeah, nature's magical, but I don't know if there's enough herbs in the forest to deal with all these people. Look at them all.
Hello, friendly travelers! Hello! Welcome, come into the town of News.
Thank you. It's a beautiful town you've got here.
Lovely, especially despite this horrid-looking day.
What is wrong with everybody in this town?
I thought it was kind of sunny today. I thought that was pretty nice.
Yeah, it's quite bleak.
Everybody, we had a big festival there just a couple nights ago, the Great Market Festival, and everybody after that kind of caught a little sickness. So, we just every now and again, every once a night, we travel up down to the mines. The priests give us the clearing out, and then we're good for a day, and then it comes back. So I don't know.
Would you mind taking me through all of that again, just with maybe a little bit more sort of explanation about going into a mine to see the priests, and then they clear you out?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. My name's Mayor Carrington. Nice to meet you all.
Because, I'm sorry, are you the mayor or is your name mayor or are you the mayor and your name is mayor?
I am not the mayor. I am the blacksmith. But my name is mayor, M-A-E-R-E, mayor.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Like Metro Goldwyn.
That's M-A-Y-R-Y-E-R. Yeah, but M-A-E-R-E, Mayor Carrington, blacksmith.
Like the lunch meat.
Yes. Exactly.
You seem like a very helpful individual.
Well, I'm trying to be, but let me explain again. So, flashback, two nights ago. There's ruckus laughter and joyful music playing around.
I love market festival days or whatever we call this again. It's so markety and festival-y and fun.
Oh my gosh! We only have these once every 2 years. I can't believe it. They should have these more often.
The candy apples. Have you seen the candy apples?
Maybe annually.
I had 4 candy apples.
Oh, man, I can't wait to bob for some apples.
The event was going off just spectacularly. Everyone was having the most joyous of times. They brought out the big pinata for all the children to play with.
I'm going to hit it so hard.
Ow!
Up on the stage, we had our town comic, Spelled Jerry.
So, what's the deal with kobolds? They're cowardly and run away more often than not. Nothing bold about them.
It's funny because it's true. That's just a regular day occurrence. That's relatable.
After the night was done, everyone went home feeling rejuvenated, feeling like the day was, again, theirs. It was a bit of a doldrum kind of week beforehand, you know? The taxes were due and everybody had, I don't even know what else it could be bad in a town like this. The leaves were falling because it's fall.
My husband and I had a sexual dry spell that cleared up right after that festival.
Exactly. That's how good it was, Margaret.
All the people that came through kicked all the acorns off the road, and now I don't wind up stepping on them so often and hurting my feet.
And I found a puppy.
All puppies. The best puppies.
It's the best day ever.
All of these things happened at the Great Market Festival, and then the next day, everyone woke up with a sniffle. Just like out of the blue.
That's a sniffle that wouldn't stop, no matter how much they blew.
So regarding the sniffle, what did you do?
Well, we didn't know what to do. Nothing would stop. The usual plantain and milkweed and...
Echinacea?
Echinacea remedy that is so well known in these parts just would not do. So what we did was, well, we were introduced by our priest to this new way of taking care of cold-like symptoms. It was a clearing divine vial that cleared the nostrils. But the best place to do it was down in the mines of Macas. M-apostrophe-C-U-S. Macas. So we had to go down to the mines, because that's where the altar to Macas is, and they would give us the bottle of nose cleaning or nose clearing or something like that, which would clear the system, but then it's come back every couple days, so we just have to lather, rinse, repeat, and then we got a day of clearness, and then we have to go back the next day. So did that about catch you up?
Thank you. Yes, it did. Are you... Y'all are just all clearing your noses in the same spot, just the whole town.
Like, well, what happens with mucus?
Well, this is exact. Thank you, Nighthunter. That's exactly what I was wondering. It comes out and then...
And into the altar of Macas.
Oh.
Oh, you are farming mucus.
I mean, I guess in a sense, that seems a really weird thing sort to
So as long as you are fine with it, like...
Yeah, well...
Turn it into your sacrifice and
yeah.
your
Macas gives
snot.
You, like, boon?
Well, I mean, he clears the snot from our nose, which makes us feel much better for a day and a bit.
And how much do you have to pay to have this service provided?
Oh, nothing. The priest just takes care of it for us.
Balderdash, they're getting something out of it. I don't believe it.
Look, you weary travelers look like you've been going for such a long time. Excuse me. Let me go get you some. Let me go get you some water and see if we can set you up at an inn. Okay? I'll be right back.
I've got my own water. Thank you.
I'll be right back.
Does it seem like perhaps mucus is sacrifice or tribute to God Macas?
I feel like it's got to be. I mean, I know I always think the worst of everybody because, you know, evil for years and years and years. But it's just that. If you're not paying for a service, then, like, I think you're kind of more the product.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're getting something from you, and you're not giving them something.
Oh, God, do you guys think we're going to have to fight a giant mucus monster?
I was about to say, you know.
I mean.
Oh, no.
Orcus takes the undead, or the dead, and then makes undead. This mucus might just take mucus and make snot golems.
Giant mucus monster. I just don't know if I can. I'm not sure if I have the energy for that today, you guys.
I mean, you ever seen snot in a snowdrift? It just freezes. It'd be rather easy to take out. Get stuck in place and shatter it.
I mean, we're planning ahead for something that might not happen, but I like it. This is very new for us.
All right, water fresh from the well. Here you go. Huh. Sorry, that took me so long. It's hard to carry a bunch of flagons down the street.
It's very, very kind of you. Thank you. Hey, what's over there?
I made sure to hold them out at a...
Who's that?
Well, that's...
Glug, 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 glug. And I just pour the water, like, go back over. I don't want to drink their well water. I don't want to touch anything.
Well, that's just Enid. She runs the post office.
Oh, I thought I recognized her, but it's somebody else. Yeah, thanks.
Perhaps you could tell us where we could get some items we are looking for.
Sure.
Because maybe we do not have to be in town too long.
Oh, okay. Well, you got places to be?
Yes, to get back with this list of things that we
What are you
need
looking for?
Well, spring and sprinkles and cogs and bolts and raw ore and a jelly ooze. And do you know any fish people?
Fish people?
Yeah.
Not many come through here. We do have the stream that runs. You might have seen it walk coming up there. All the playful little otters that live down there.
Yeah, we did see those otters.
No fish people per se that I've seen there.
Right.
Some various, salmon, some minnows.
More fish.
More fish.
As opposed perhaps to a fish purse.
A place in the city that would sell?
Oh, no. So, sorry, springs? Those? I'm the blacksmith. I make springs. Because that's what blacksmiths do.
And
yeah.
Cogs and bolts.
Cogs and bolts, yeah. I think I've got some raw ore. If not, you can find some at the mine. Like, that's usually where I get it, too. But I'm pretty sure I got a little bit, at least. How much did you need?
Well, some.
I got some.
I believe is what our directions were.
Sprinkles, you might be able to go down to... Are you looking for, like, edible sprinkles or, like, arts and crafts sprinkles?
See, these are questions that we should have asked...
I would assume sprinkles would be edible because the arts and crafts one, that's like glitter.
Oh.
Yeah, that's more of a glitter.
Right.
Yep.
I also like the tiny candy pieces.
Orcus loves glitter.
Oh, well, Orcus and I have that in common.
It's we're candy dead pieces? Thing
coming out of my
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, you know, the tiny pieces of candy, you'd put them on.
You could probably go down and visit Valerie at the bakery. She's probably got some sprinkles that she could hook you up with.
She's still baking goods, and she's afflicted.
Well, she's got business to run. She wears she wears like this cup that catches.
Oh god!
It's just a drip cup.
just sort
just
of
a drip
a,
cup.
Just I mean, perhaps more of a trough and flows in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad.
That's a rundown like the little you know the valley, but in your.
That's called your Cupid's bow.
Really? Well, that's something you learn new every day. Cupid's bow. Okay. Hot diggity.
I just like to impart a little bit of wisdom.
Well, Mayor, would you mind if we came with you now and maybe purchase a few of the items that we need?
Hold, please. We didn't have enough. Hold on. We didn't have enough money to give this guy to do this thing for us. But he
said because he wanted 750 gold. He wanted a lot of money.
Yeah, I think we had 10 pieces of gold between us.
You had 10 pieces of gold?
I'm talking out of game. Excuse me, sir. This is a private conversation. And he sent us on a shopping trip. Like, here you go, you poor ass motherfuckers. Go buy all this stuff for me. And we're getting here, we're like, wow, we've walked all this way and we have very little money on us. So hopefully we can trade some sexual favors because that may be the only way we're getting these springs, cogs, and bolts.
Yeah, of course you can buy the things that I have and then go visit Valerie. The fish people, I'm not too sure on. What else was on your list? Ooze?
Jelly ooze.
Well, I mean, Valerie's got cups of it, but that's not really probably what you're looking for.
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is, but you're looking for it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How am I supposed to know what it is if you don't know what it is?
We were sent to this town. Well, thought maybe like it was a thing.
Maybe you were like the jelly ooze capital. Jelly ooze from news.
What?
Isn't that catchy?
Jelly ooze from news. Well, let's go talk to Valerie, see if she's got your sprinkles. Maybe she's got she's got a beat on some jelly ooze. Follow me.
I mean, while we're there, we may as well get a little bit of just jelly, right?
Guys? Yes.
Just if she's got
like
jelly
and
like
donut,
to put in
right?
it.
Or, like, perhaps it, yeah. that's his
just in
thing.
Case. That's
pastry, you squeeze it, it oozes out.
Mm.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
This all sounds delightful.
Guys, I don't know if we want the ooze from Valerie's bakery.
Why do you know her?
Well, it just sounds like she's collecting boogers in
a
cup.
Is she your ex-girlfriend or something?
It is possible.
Oh. I see.
I mean, if honestly, the jackpot sounds like it's in the mine, really, if we're going to be collecting mucus.
Yeah, okay.
But perhaps there is like a jam-type substance.
Well, let's go check the bakery and go from there. Shall we?
Sounds cool.
Welcome to the middle where we're talking
end
to Cicero.
End of song, go.
Okay.
Wow,
Tom's got things to do.
We have a special guest, middle guest.
Yeah, middle guest.
Oh, yeah, I'm the middle guest.
Yeah, so many guests. Regular guests, Kyle Classett and Cicero's here to tell us about all the things he's got going on.
What you guys got going on?
Yeah, so one of the really cool things that I got going on is I'm part of a podcasting network called The Incomparable. And coming out soon is a peak TV draft where we have created a streaming service, a fictional streaming service, where you take four of your best TV shows from the last 20 years or of the 21st century, and you get to draft them into your own streaming service. We've recorded it. We put it together. It was hilarious. I hosted it. It was a lot of fun, and you can look it up on The Incomparable. Look for The Incomparable and Cicero Holmes, and you'll find lots of different things that I've done. As well as that, come for the peak TV draft and stay for plenty of other things at The Incomparable, The Incomparable on Twitter and TheIncomparable.com.
Awesome.
Can't wait to see it. I'll get a link from you too. We can put it in the show notes there, Cicero. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here with us in this middle. We just love having you here. You were at the live show. You're in some episodes coming up. Secret spoilers. Cicero's here. Who knows who he's playing?
Who knows what's going to happen?
Don't know.
I don't
That's right.
know. Mystery.
Mum's the word. Yeah,
but we can't wait. And go check out The Incomparable and The Draft, which obviously the shows you picked were Lost, Seinfeld, Barbie's Dreamhouse, and
Murder She
Friends.
Wrote.
Blue. Oh, I was gonna go Blue's yes, Clues, which is like a children's Murder She Wrote.
only one of those shows came out post 2000.
Oh yeah. So, well, then I don't know how to play the game. yes. Thank you, everybody. Go back and listen to the episode now, and go check out all the things that are going on over on The Incomparable. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Love you, bye.
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 The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Yeah, just right up here, around the corner.
I think that Mayor should be the mayor. He is quite the ambassador.
Oh, he's a go-getter.
For the town of news.
I stand at the door, and I just kind of look into the establishment, because I don't know why, but it feels grosser being in an enclosed building full of food. And then I yell, "Why don't you come on over, Valerie?" Do, 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 because I've had that song stuck in my head since you said Valerie.
We used to cover that when we played live. A lot of fun.
Great, great song.
Great song.
Valerie, got some customers here. You look in, and it's a pristine bake shop. There's not a smudge in sight.
Nary a booger to be seen.
Nary a booger to be seen. Except for Valerie, walks around the corner and clearly has a contraption strung up beneath her nose. She's got gloves on and is holding her hands out and says, "Yes, yeah, what's a different voice?" Oh, haven't had a customer in weeks. Everybody's been afraid of the boogers. Come on in.
Yeah, but if you all have the same sickness, it certainly shouldn't matter.
I thought you'd only been sick just for since the big festival. Also, great point. If you've all been sick, is it?
Like, obviously, it doesn't matter. If you're all sick, people probably still should be eating food from you at this point. We're right. not going to.
Have you had any other visitors that have come in and fall prey to this sickness?
Visitors fall prey to the sickness. That sounds very dangerous. Yes. Not like something Valerie would deal with. But, no, nobody's fallen prey except for the people who currently live here. Sounds
well,
like some hot goss, though.
Do you, Valerie, if you enjoy hot goss, it sounds like?
You know me. Me and the girls
down at
the nail salon.
I need to get my done soon. They're getting a little raggedy.
But well, the girls in my clan always hung out down by the archery.
Well, it must be regional.
Circles. Yes, I suppose so.
Yes. Everybody's different. News.
Nighthunter looks at her nails.
Well, maybe you get your nails done before you go. The news nails.
So what would be the goss from your friends about where the sickness came from?
Well, it could have come from the Bobbing Apple Station.
Oh,
Wesley.
Valerie,
Wesley was, he had a little, little tickle in his throat. We thought maybe he shouldn't come, but he did. He did, and he was the first to bob for apples.
And then you all decide, okay, Wesley is sick, now I will put my head in water?
Once you've had a few too many, you just go for it, dear.
Just forget about what happened earlier in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Is that not what...
How long have you been sick?
Since the festival.
Which was how long ago?
Several days. How many days was it there, Mayor?
Well, it was, there's a couple nights, and then another couple nights, and then another couple nights. I'm counting the times the priests have cleared our nose.
That's what I would have done, yeah.
Could have been 6 or 8. There was a couple foggy days in there before we found that the priest could do that. Just a stretch of like, just running all over.
And this priest has lived in your town before.
Yes. Familiar. But until now, you know, he resided in town and then took an oath to Mucus and has since taken Stowe up in the mines, where the altar is, of course, that we had previously mentioned.
Oh, question. Is your priest also sick?
Ooh. Is he also sick? Was he sick the last... No, but he has the bottle of nose cleaning. So even if he was, like, I assume he would take them more regularly so as to show that they work.
Makes sense, I guess. And this priest's name?
Priest's name? The one who is bestowed upon to Mucus, the nose-shaped god, of course. He's Leroy. Priest Leroy. Junkins.
I've got a question. This bottle... Is it a bottle you drink out of?
It's several bottles. Yes, there are small vials. You know what bottles are. Tiny glass bottles. There are many of them. And we get one. We drink it. Flushed. Next person gets a new one. Drinks it. Flushed.
So it is only one, though. Right? Like you take...
Yeah.
Okay.
And here I thought you were getting a small thing.
For sure, I thought it was a neti pot, 100%.
And it was coming out the other. Yeah. And that's, you know, kind of a physical clearing of the... It can be quite helpful.
It's like letting gravity take control of it.
Take hold of the wheel.
Yeah, just a mild saline and then it...
Interesting.
Yeah. But this is something you are ingesting it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It. No. Yeah. It's a bottle, perhaps called a potion, some sort of fluid.
Well, I'm glad we asked because I was picturing something just totally different.
And you have to flush into a receptacle, a specific receptacle, right?
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. No. Do you drink it and then you just hang your face over something? Wait, does it come out of your face?
It comes out of your face and gets up the altar.
It gets like sucked out of your face?
The nostril-shaped altar.
Into the nostril-shaped altar.
Right.
Oh, it is a booger farm.
Huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Huh. How do you feel about that?
We need to visit this priest. I want to know what they're up to.
How do I feel about it? Well, I mean, it clears the sinuses.
Well, yeah, but they're obviously giving you something that's making you feel like this so that you have to come back every couple days to feed the god. It's a farm.
Why would they be giving us something to make us not feel well?
Because they are true.
Yes, that doesn't seem like something Priest Junkins would do.
I like this priest. I think we're going to get along.
You know what? Maybe I'm way out of line. Yeah, I think I've got the wrong picture. Do you think maybe we could meet these people? This just all seems so odd.
Yeah, but before we do, we need to get those springs cogs.
Oh, definitely.
Your sprinkles. Oh. You got sprinkles, right?
Oh, yes, we've got lots of sprinkles.
Valerie, you've got... all right.
And rainbow sprinkles, just by any chance, because sure, I think dear. It just sounds fun.
Oh, I was picturing... Yeah, I was picturing rainbow as well.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Rainbow sprinkles coming right up.
Do you have any jelly ooze?
Jelly ooze. We have jelly.
Anything.
We have jam.
Well,
we have...
Can we just get a little bit of that?
Okay.
Or jelly sure, and jam, just in a little jar.
Just in a jar, okay.
Just some jelly and jam in a jar, if you don't mind.
Just in...
Look, I'm trying to limit the Foley I have to do. I'm making it work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
It was. It sounded.
It sounded like.
Right. Like it did sound like a wet sort of slop.
Kind of
sound.
Like when the jam gets stuck to the inside of the jar, yeah. And it just kind of pulls away. Yeah.
Well, there you go, dear. There's your jam and your sprinkles, the rainbow. That'll be just a couple copper, and I'll toss in an eclair. Or five. How many are you? There's one, two, three.
Oh, one is
four.
Good.
You know,
one
just
is.
The one. We're all trying to watch
eat
our
less, eat less sugar.
So
yeah. It makes us crazy.
Well, come back another time then when you're feeling a little peckish. The eclairs we're very well known for the eclairs in news.
Thank you, Valerie.
You exit. Grancis is hiding around a bush outside.
Why?
Hey, how'd you get the goods? Get what we need? All right, time
Grancis,
to go.
You can't do that in public.
What? Hide behind the bush?
Hide, sure.
Grancis, there is no way that his ex-girlfriend in there.
No.
Even with crazy face bucket of mucus, she was a very attractive woman.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Grancis only attracts the attractive woman.
He does?
Yeah.
You're wearing pajama pants.
And you aren't?
I'm not.
We cut ahead to the Mayor Blacksmith's. All right, yeah, come on in. Get your springs. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Got your springs and some cogs and bolts, right?
Let me
cogs.
Help. Boing, boing. Yeah.
Cogs and bolts. Roar. Let me just go check the back here. I don't see any out here.
All right. What's left on the list? We got the scales, the jelly.
I mean, that's it. Jelly ooze, scales of fish person freely given. We've got, if we get some ore here, we've got the spring and sprinkles and cogs and bolts, so... I mean, I think we're doing very well.
Do we? I mean, I know what Varnox wants to do, but do we want to get ourselves involved in this?
And help the priest bring about the booger god? Yes. Wait, that's not what you're talking about, is it?
No, I was going to say to help cure the town. Is that, is that on our list?
Well, I mean, it's not on the list, but I kind of wouldn't mind going to see the giant nose. And, how does it suck up the nose? I mean, it sounds like...
I'm very curious.
Probably the grossest thing I've ever seen.
It is very intriguing.
I used to dump undead out of, I've seen some gross things.
Wait, you got to dump undead out of what?
Well, remember when we... Oh, of course you don't remember. Okay, so this one time, we were having a big celebration.
So there's no ore in the back.
Oh.
Fresh out of ore.
But you said we could just go go down
in the mines.
Yeah, absolutely. If you see some, you want to bring some back, I'd pay you for it, too.
Oh, speaking of, not payment, but you should probably have this eclair. I mean, we got it for mayor,
of course.
Right? I mean.
Yeah, I'd take an eclair.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And yeah, we could, if we get some extra ore, we'll bring it back.
Great. If you're heading to the mines, that's where you're headed, right? All you got to do is follow the path up into the hills, and then it meets the mountain, and then it's just a big wide cavern.
Excellent. How much for the supplies?
Oh, well, that's just probably a silver. That should cover you there. And you know what? I'm thinking I need a clearing, too. If you wait for this evening, like, a few of us will probably be going up, getting the bottle and nose cleaning, just taking care of that. We can actually lead you. That way you don't get lost.
Oh, so everybody kind of goes at the same... It's not like as you need it, people just kind of wander up and get the thing. Everybody sort
yeah,
of...
Well, I mean, we
is there any chanting or...
We all kind of went at the same time the first time, so...
Right, so now you're on a schedule and you just got to kind of...
Yeah, our booger cycles are all synced.
That sounds inconvenient for the priest.
Really is. I mean, he's got... It's a good thing it's only every couple days because that way he's got time to fill the bottles again.
Right.
You know, bless them with the,
right.
from the, you know, the powers of the god of Makus. That way, when we all go stumbling back, he can take care of us.
Well, if they happen to go all at the same time, perhaps it would be beneficial if we go before that time so that we're not keeping you from your medication.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we want to we don't want to get in the way of the nose clearing rush.
Sure. Okay. Roger that. Got it.
But it sounds like we can probably just find our own way.
Yeah,
seems like it's pretty.
Very good directions. I think I think we're good.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see if we see you on the way or on the way back, you know, crossing paths, depending on the timing. It's really nice to meet you. Can't wait until we get to just, you know, share in like a market festival together. It seems like you are just like a raucous bunch who are just like here to party, you know?
I do love a festival.
What do you mean party?
We cut ahead. You've traveled up over the hills down to where it meets the mountain. And there is a large cavernous opening at the base of this mountain that the path leads into. The directions were perfectly given, and if this is the place, then you have been led to an inn. And from inside, you hear, as it's getting to be a little bit dusk, there is like this bubbling noise.
Oh, I don't.
And like
I
just
don't like
this warmth that's coming out of the cave as you approach it.
Russ, is it? Is there light coming out or just sound?
It's tough to tell as you approach because the daylight is obscuring. But as you get closer, it appears that there is dim light, mostly from like glowing lichen and like bioluminescent type things up along the walls. No real torchlight or anything that you can tell from your location.
Well, I know it's just full of snot, but with the glow and lichen, it's pretty. Right? It's kind of pretty here.
It does have some good ambiance, you're correct.
Well, yeah. After you, Varnox. Yeah. Yeah. I know how excited you are.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Thank you. Thank you for trusting me. I am very excited. So I just proudly marched my way right on in there.
Varnox, you walk your way in, and the cavern narrows to a path. Is everybody following Varnox? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. I don't want to speak for everyone, but certainly Lipsinky is like really kind of grossed out, but
sure.
Like, let's do it.
Okay. It kind of narrows to a point or a path. And you follow it down, and there's like this, there's this slickness to the walls as you're walking in, and you round a corner, and you can kind of see more torchlight from around this final bend that you're walking down, and you turn this corner, and it opens up into this large chamber that has this like side path, and on that path there is a large, almost like shop stand set up, like table and a little bit of adornment. And on it is a bunch of vials, clear vials with what looks like fluid in them. Standing behind them is this priest figure. He's He's probably in his late 20s, early 30s. Very clean cut, and you round this bend and see him, and then turn and look, and there is this giant, probably 75 foot tall nose on the far side of this chamber that you're in. And it looks like this fluid, this gloopy fluid, is traveling up the nostrils of this giant nose statuesque figure on the far side.
Well, when they said a giant nose, I mean, I pictured something pretty big, but this
is a really big nose.
I mean, that is a giant nose.
Have you come for the nose cleaning?
Oh, no. We came just to, you know, ask you how the summoning of the booger god was going for you.
Summoning of the booger god? There's no summoning here. We are just taking care of the issue that ails news.
You're doing really good. I love it. It's absolutely marvelous what you're doing here. I appreciate every bit of
it. Thank you. Thank you. It's for the good of the people.
Is this guy bullshitting?
Roll insight.
17.
Yeah, you get the sense that he's not being totally upfront.
Okay. Like, listen, my onboarding taught me exactly what it looks like when you are trying to do your very first summoning. You look like you're getting started out. You look young and present yourself rather well. And it's necessary to be able to get people to just follow along, right? You have to put on that charm. So, I'll ask again. How's the summoning of the booger god coming along? McCuss wants an update.
And he runs.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 131, starring Amy Moore as Thea and Nighthunter, Carla Maxted as Lipsinky, Tom Laird as Flint, with Kyle Classett as Varanox and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Newt Shottlecotty and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and Art List, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Aaron Stevens, Darylith, Perry Mady, Old School Gamer D, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, Destiny Garcia, Nicholas Cooper, and Ryan Carr. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. where we have new community goals, exclusive podcast and Discord channels, and so much more. We hope to see you over there very soon. Our next goal is 115 patrons in the community, and we're getting close. You have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Give us a good one, Carla.
Now's your time to shine.
That's right.
If I start, I might not stop.
No,
actually,
yeah, no. Oh,
I do always have to cough.
Aww.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sugar, spice, and everything dice. These were the ingredients selected to create the most badass ladies in all of Arcandrum. Each treated to a vision of the possible destruction that could befall the world if they did not stop it. Thus, the dream team was born. With their skills combined...
Sildwyn, the wild wood elf who is one with nature and doesn't understand the rest of the world. She'll find new friends that may inspire her to consider new ideals and learn to love a world outside of just the woods.
Poppy, a skilled falconer with a history of mercenary work, some more questionable than others. She's a lover of ale, a good fight, and her best friend Pudge. Though she is loud and opinionated, she has a big heart.
Zuri, a sarcastic bard of both lore and shanties, is always on the lookout for a new story to tell in the taverns.
Jinx, a chaotic cleric and devout worshipper to the best goddess in all of the world, of course, Kiavani. She is a bundle of rainbows, sunshine, and butterflies.
Are dedicating their lives to fighting the forces of evil. Crit Like a Girl is a cinematic podcast featuring the adventures of four strong women and an adorable little owl. Join us every other Monday, and come see how we crit like a girl.